Hi there, it's Elizabeth Kay, and thanks for listening to today's Public Affairs broadcast. And during these challenging times, it's important for us to come together and help each other. So many organizations are putting projects on hold and making huge adjustments to get through this pandemic, but also still trying to continue their mission. And that's possible with help from the community, with help from people like you. And one of those organizations is Make-A-Wish Wisconsin. And my guest today is my friend Forrest Doolin, who's their Director of Marketing and Communications. Thanks for joining me today, Forrest.
Hi, Elizabeth. Thank you for having me. It's great to join you and great to be with you during this time.
Well, and isn't technology amazing? Because I'm in my house here at Waukesha recording this. And where are you? What part of town are you on?
I am in Wauwatosa in my home as well.
And how about
working
that?
Working remotely.
Yep. We're all doing this. We're all making these sacrifices and trying to be safer at home. And before we get into what Make-A-Wish is doing and some adjustments, in case there's someone listening that doesn't know about Make-A-Wish Wisconsin, can you just tell us a little bit about your organization?
Yeah, Make-A-Wish Wisconsin has been granting wishes for over 35 years. We grant wishes to children who are living with critical illnesses. So it's children whose lives have been placed in jeopardy by an illness like cancer or cystic fibrosis or blood conditions. There's just a wide variety of different conditions that the children we work with are battling. And those wishes offer those kids hope and strength and joy in the midst of really dark and challenging times.
Well, you talk about the dark and challenging times. There's a lot of people that are feeling that way right now with this coronavirus pandemic. Now, how has the pandemic affected Make-A-Wish and what you all are trying to do for these kids?
Unfortunately, the biggest thing it's done right now is it's had to delay a lot of our wishes. Right now, we have delayed 90 wishes through Make-A-Wish Wisconsin that were supposed to have been granted this spring, meaning these kids have to wait even longer for their life-changing wishes. And we're sad that it has to happen that way. And you know, the reality is about 75% of our wishes involve air travel, and obviously no one is traveling anywhere. Certainly, a lot of Disney wishes were going to be granted because we're in spring. We've been in spring break period here, and so all the Disney wishes have been delayed. And so it's unfortunately really slowed things down, which is discouraging, right, for these kids and their families, and especially having, when trips were scheduled and having to tell families, we're so sorry, but we have to delay this and reschedule it. So, but we're working really hard to prepare for the future, because we know eventually we'll be able to start making all those wishes happen, and we're going to be granting wishes at an unprecedented rate.
Talk about unprecedented, especially for how many wishes that you were granting before this pandemic. Now, what adjustments has Make-A-Wish had to make? I mean, you're putting the wishes on hold, but what else have you had to do sort of behind the scenes with just this crisis we're facing right now?
Yeah, well, it's also impacted our financial abilities right now. So many fundraisers have been either canceled altogether or have been rescheduled, including our largest fundraiser of the year, Wish Night, which is a big gala that we do every year. And our Wish Night was scheduled on April 2nd. And so we actually chose to, instead of delaying it, to switch it to a virtual event for the first time in our history.
Yeah.
And honestly, the first time in Make-A-Wish history across the country. So a lot of Make-A-Wish chapters were watching us as we did this virtual event. But thankfully, we had incredible support. We did it live on Facebook and YouTube, and so many different people tuned in and watched and participated and bid on auction items and made donations and bought wine through the wine pull and all kinds of different things. And so we raised enough funds to grant about 100 wishes through that event. So that was huge.
Yes, now, that is huge. Now, is that still continuing? Can people still make bids on anything? Or
they can't bid on anything more. They can certainly still donate. But they can also easily just donate at our website, which is wisconsin.wish.org. And you can just go right to our website and click on the donate button because, as I said, so much of the funding has either been delayed or canceled altogether. So we're gonna need a lot of help to grant all these wishes because right now we have more than 420 wishes in progress. So there's besides the 90 that were delayed, there's a lot of wishes that are going to be granted here.
Yes.
And need to be granted.
That's a lot of wishes. That's a lot of kids in Wisconsin. And we're going to talk more about ways that people can, you know, help out and, like you said, donate. But why is it important for these children to get their wishes granted? There are three people in our life that we know who are Make-A-Wish children. And I can remember my cousin saying that when they took Brayden to go meet Russell Wilson, which is the coolest thing ever, they forgot about Brayden being sick. Like felt normal. And so many of us right now that are dealing with abnormal because of this pandemic, people are longing for normal. And I would imagine these families really feel like that's a huge part of why granting these wishes is so important, right?
It is. Wishes give these families an escape away from all of the doctor's visits and the treatments and all the worries, the medical worries, the financial worries, all the stuff that comes with having a child with a critical illness. And it gives them hope, and I think everyone can relate to that right now. We all know and recognize that hope can be such an uplifting, powerful medicine, and it can really raise you up. And for these kids, the impact of a wish is really significant. It impacts them emotionally, mentally, and so many times it impacts them physically as well. Our kids, it's a turning point for so many of them, because the kids become more excited and more committed about their treatments, because they recognize that there is something beyond their illness, and there's something really good and positive. Not to mention that so many of our families are just deeply moved and touched by the people that gather around them through a wish come true, because it takes a whole community to grant a wish. We have a very small staff. When you think that we grant 400 wishes a year, that's more than a wish a day in Wisconsin. And in order to do that, I mean, we engage more than 600 volunteers around the state, not to mention the thousands of donors, the hundreds of medical referral sources. I mean, it is, and there's a place for everyone. So that kind of hope and that kind of encouragement is really significant. And a lot of doctors and nurse practitioners, they prescribe a wish basically because they know that a wish really makes a significant impact.
Aw, that's really powerful stuff to hear that, Forrest. And if you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Forrest Doolin, the Director of Marketing and Communications at Make-A-Wish Wisconsin. And we're connecting with Forrest today to tell you about what Make-A-Wish Wisconsin is doing for kids who are unfortunately sick in our state, but whose wishes have been put on hold. And because of the coronavirus pandemic, a lot of the fundraising has also been has really felt the impact of the coronavirus pandemic right now. And we're reaching out to see if we can get some more donations to help grant these wishes. Because like you mentioned before, Forrest, once the machine is back up and running, because I like to say it's not broken. Our machine is paused right now. You know, everything's paused. Once it's back up and running, you are going to have a lot of work to do because you're going to be granting these wishes and the 90 wishes that are on hold right now because of the pandemic. Now, what are some of the examples of wishes that children have received? I mentioned earlier that my cousin's son, Brayden, he was able to meet Russell Wilson, which was pretty cool, out in Seattle and go on the field and meet the players, and still something that he talks about to this day. And even though he's from Wisconsin, he is still going to be a Seahawks fan. So that's what happened with our family. We now have a Seahawks fan in the family, not a Packers fan. But what are some of the wishes that children are wishing for?
They really do range all over the place. We have wishes, as you mentioned, to meet their favorite celebrities like Russell Wilson or like a Green Bay Packer or a Brewer or John Cena from the WWE. or their favorite singer or favorite band. YouTubers are really becoming more and more popular as kids,
are watching YouTube. Really, the YouTubers, that's something new. But I guess nowadays, we think about everyone that's on their phones and the internet now, I imagine the YouTube wishes are going to get even bigger now because everyone's just looking at their devices.
Exactly. And we also have Wish Kids who want to be a police officer. One of the wishes we featured during Wish Night, you can and watch that video on our YouTube channel, for a young man who wanted to be a police officer, and we sent him off to Los Angeles to train with the LAPD. So there's those wishes to be a ballerina or wishes to be an actor. You also have wishes to have. Kids want to have a shopping spree, or they want to have a computer system or a gaming system, or they want to have a bedroom makeover, those kind of things. And then of course, a lot of our wishes, as I said before, about 75% of our wishes involve air travel. So wishes to go are very popular. Wishes to go to Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise, wishes to go to Hawaii, wishes to go to go overseas, wishes to go to Australia, or wishes to go to Japan or England or Paris. So the wishes really are as unique as the kids that are wishing for them. And we're working on granting the wishes that we can right now. We've been able to grant a couple of camper wishes.
I suppose that's still social distancing. So you are still able to do some of the wishes then.
Yeah, so some of those things we've been able to. We had one wish where there was an accessible kitchen that they've been working on that still. So there are some wishes that we are continuing to grant during this time, but because of social distancing and our kids are immunocompromised. They are part of that vulnerable population. So we are doing absolutely everything we can to make sure that they are safe and to be careful. So when wishes are granted, we don't have the volunteer. The volunteers are keeping their distance, and we're making sure these are being done in ways that are safe for these kids and their families.
Now, if someone is listening to this and is thinking about a child that might qualify for Make-A-Wish, what is that process like? How does a child get approved?
A wish is granted to any child who has been diagnosed with a critical illness, which is something that's either malignant, degenerative, or progressive. If they qualify medically, they will receive a wish. There's not a choosing factor. There's not a financial factor. The only factor is medical. And if they medically qualify, they will receive a wish. The referral process is relatively easy. You can go to wisconsin.wish.org/refer. And the forms are there, and a parent can refer their child. Ultimately, we do need to speak to the parents, and then we will work with the child's treating physician to approve or confirm their medical condition. And then once we get that confirmation, then we start the planning process and figuring out what the child's wish is. And then we always do confirm again with the treating physician that the child's chosen wish is safe and appropriate for the child. And then once that happens, then it's all fun and anticipation and planning and packing or whatever it is, and lots of joy.
All the excitement. Forrest, you've been with Make-A-Wish Wisconsin for a while, and what a special place to work. What is it like for you to be a part of an organization like this?
It's a reminder to me every single day that to keep life in perspective, working with these kids and their families, hearing their stories, talking with them, it really just, it's an honor, and it keeps life in perspective. I've been with Make-A-Wish for almost 13 years, and I count it's the biggest blessing of my life to be able to work with these families and to know that we're making a difference in their lives.
Yes, and you are helping create memories that will last a lifetime. And it sounds like, too, no wish is too big. I mean, some of the things that you've talked about with these past wishes that kids with Make-A-Wish have gotten to do, I wouldn't have even dreamed this stuff up. I mean, these kids and their imagination, it's unbelievable what they're thinking about.
It really is. It really is. Last year, we granted a wish for a girl from Oconomowoc, and her wish was to be in a music video that goes viral. And so we worked with her to figure out what did that mean? What did that look like? And so we created a music video with her and her friends, and we had friends of Make-A-Wish helped produce that and make that happen. And then we launched her video actually at last year's Wish Night event. And we saw it go viral. It was great. It's the video got more over you know, a few weeks, the video got more than 500,000 views. And it was just
it worked. It went viral. And that's why we are talking to Forrest with Make-A-Wish Wisconsin to try to get people together during this challenging time to help one another and to help these kids get these wishes granted with Make-A-Wish Wisconsin. What are some ways, Forrest, that listeners can help grant these wishes? Because people want to stay safer at home. What can they do right now from their homes?
Well, there's a number of things you can do that are really easy. One thing you can do is you can offer a message of hope to these kids by creating a little video or just doing a post on your social media channel and tagging Make-A-Wish Wisconsin and hashtag wishes are waiting. And you can share those messages with the wish kids who are currently having to wait, whose wishes have been delayed. That's a huge thing. Another thing you can do is make a donation at wisconsin.wish.org/give. You can also donate airline miles. Again, once we are moving forward with these wishes, you can help defer our expenses by donating airline miles. A lot of people don't realize it's something you can actually donate, but you can donate your miles at wisconsin.wish.org/miles.
Yeah, you're right. I bet a lot of people don't know that they can do that. Yeah, that's really good information to know, because there are a lot of people that have accumulated them and right now probably aren't traveling. And not that you are sending kids out. We want to clarify, if you're listening right now to this and you're just joining us, we're talking to Forrest from Make-A-Wish Wisconsin. They are taking every safety precaution necessary because of the coronavirus pandemic, not doing any kind of travel. But when that does pick back up, yeah, that would defer a lot of the costs for the wishes if people donate those airline miles.
Yeah, for sure. Because airline tickets can be are one of our highest expenses for wishes, especially when you're talking about sending a child to Australia or overseas. I mean, those miles really go a long way in helping us grant more wishes.
Now, specific items that people can donate, we talked about the airline miles. What if there's someone listening that maybe has a unique opportunity, or you know, you go to some of these galas and fundraisers and people donate their timeshares in the mountains in Vail. What about things like that? Do you guys accept anything like that? And where could someone go for more information?
We do. Auction items are always important for us, you know, for our different fundraisers that we do. So they could certainly go to wisconsin.wish.org, and there's more information located there for them, actually specifically under ways to help. You can also donate. I mean, we also give lots of gifts to Wish kids and their, you know, and their siblings as throughout the Wish process. And so new toys, new games, new, you know, new gifts for kids is always a welcome contribution as well. And those things, once, you know, once we're past this season, those can be dropped off at our office or delivered to our office. And so, yeah, there's such a variety of ways. That's why I say there's really an opportunity for anyone to be involved in making a wish come true.
Yeah, it sounds like there really is. And when you go to social media, the hashtag wishes are waiting. I love that idea that you said of sharing messages of hope on social media. It's a great way for our listeners who are listening and still practicing and being safer at home. And what are you doing at Make-A-Wish to kind of keep the morale up these days with everything that's going on in our world with COVID-19?
Sure. We're doing a lot of communication. We're certainly doing a lot of communication internally with our staff. We're communicating with our volunteers, with all of our different constituents. We're sending out emails. We're offering, you know, positive, uplifting messages on our social media channels, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
That's great.
We are, you know, so yeah, we're really trying to encourage one another. And as a staff, I mean, we're meeting, you know, weekly as a full staff. We're meeting multiple times a week in individual teams. So, you know, using the wonderful world of virtual communication.
Like what we're doing right now.
Exactly. That's been such a gift. I can't imagine having to do this like 20 years ago.
Thank goodness we're not, Forrest. Thank goodness. Well, once again, we are talking with Forrest Doolin, the Director of Marketing and Communications with Make-A-Wish Wisconsin, helping granting wishes for kids that are ill, kids that want to have hope. And that's what these wishes are granting. So if you can make a difference, visit wisconsin.wish.org. We'll link everything up at 99.1themix.com, and we'll have it on all of our other sister stations' websites. Forrest, thank you so much for spending time with me today. And thanks for what you're doing for the kids of Wisconsin with Make-A-Wish.
Thank you, Elizabeth. And thank you to everyone who gets involved, because every single person can make a difference in the life of a child.
Absolutely. Thanks, Forrest.